Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 20th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 11 and 3 quarter cents at 8.15 and 3 quarters, May wheat down 11 cents at 10.88, and May beans up 30 and a quarter cents at 14.76 and 3 quarters. The corn just missed the contract highs here at 8.16 and 3 quarters, just missed it by a quarter of a cent. That was yesterday's high. We're still a ways away from the historic high of 8.43 and 3 quarters. So we've got, you know, close to 30 cents there to take out those historic highs. But I think there's a reasonable chance between now and the end of the month. Strong day here today. Export sales tomorrow are supposed to be good. 1.8 million, I think that helped. The dollar was down a little bit here, down 55 ticks, but still way too strong to attract any interest out here. But I think it's as much the cold weather and wet weather as anything else. It looks cold and wet through much of next week, but then the longer-term forecasts look to be a little bit warmer and drier. So, you know, as I've always said, we always get the corn in. I don't see that this year is going to be any different. Would that put the corn prices higher? I'm surprised the old crop is leading this thing up here. They're stretching out the spreads again, and I'm not sure that's necessarily the right thing to be doing out here, but it is what it is. The wheat market down on a couple of things. A little bit better weather, possibly in the southern plains next week. The fact that the dollar was down 56 ticks. But I think more importantly, news that the Russians are selling wheat around the world. Jordan passed on those three tenders. The Russians have tied the price of commodities to the gold standard. So now they've got it at 5,000 rubles to a gram of gold. And, you know, there's no question that the Russians are selling wheat out here. The question then becomes, are the Russians going to be able to sell corn? If they can get into Ukraine, the Ukrainians have an awful lot of corn to sell. It's just that it's not going to get replaced for the most part this year because of the war. But they do have corn that they want to sell. So, but there's no indication that's going to happen anytime soon. You know, again, I think we tend to make our highs the last Friday of the month. We also tend to make highs in the grains in May, so sometime before the contracts expire mid-month. So I still think we've got some higher prices coming here yet. I don't see anything particularly negative. The Ukrainians are fighting the Russians pretty well in Donbass from what we can tell. There's rumors that if Russia can take Donbass, they might call for a ceasefire then, but I think that's iffy at best. So overall, you know, for corn and beans, it looks stronger. The bean exports are looking for 1.2 million metric tons, another decent figure. Wheat 450, an okay number if they get it. But, you know, overall, I think the trade wants to buy corn and beans and sell wheat against it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.